The family of one of the eight victims of weekend gunfire in the Bronx is speaking out this morning. The 17-year-old is continuing her struggle just to stay alive.
My niece just turned 17. She didn't deserve this. Nobody could deserve this.
An end of summer vacation with cousins in her old Baychester neighborhood leads to tragedy for a young woman who was just about to start her senior year of high school.
It's heartbreaking you don't give birth to your children in order to see them set up to a life support unit.
Anthonya Campbell was at a basketball tournament at Halfin Park when she was hit in the head by a stray bullet.
My grandson was there and he ran up, thought that she was dead and ran.
Mom saying it took too long for cops to get there.
It took more than 17 minutes for my daughter to get CPR, which made a big difference in her condition.
Two men and two teens are charged in connection with the shooting. In the Bronx, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.